Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Eckhard Wirtz, Director of the Institute of Middle East Studies at the German Institute of Global and Area Studies in Hamburg. Professor, Germany has now completely outlawed the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. Previously, Berlin banned only that activity that could be traced to the Iran-backed group's armed wing, a policy that parallels the current European Union stance, but now it has banned the activities of the political branch as well. Why the change and why now?
To be honest, I don't know why the German government has decided to do that exactly now. If there was a wish to outlaw Hezbollah, there would have been better dates in the past when it really had engaged in very high profile terrorist attacks like on Israeli tourists in Bulgaria in 2012. I think there are three possible explanations. First of all, US pressure, the US ambassador in Germany has exerted considerable pressure, or the ambassador at that time. Secondly, probably less willingness on part of Germany to accommodate some of the regional policies of Iran, although it remains committed to the nuclear agreement with Iran, the JCPOA. And thirdly, of course, also a close relationship of Germany with Israel and a willingness to fall more in line or to accommodate Israeli interests in that regard.
Why does the EU still insist on making the distinction between Hezbollah's political wing and its armed wing?
The distinction is of course somewhat artificial and is not being undertaken by Hezbollah itself. At the same time, there is a certain Solomonic wisdom in it, in the sense that Hezbollah is not your average run-of-the-mill terrorist organization that would be predominantly engaged in terrorist attacks like, for example, Al-Qaeda. Hezbollah is also a political actor in Lebanon. It is part of the Lebanese government. And as a military actor, it is not regarded as a terrorist by many people in Lebanon, but also beyond in the Arab world, who would otherwise see Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State very much as terrorist organizations. Many people in Lebanon have seen Hezbollah as a legitimate military force and symbol of resistance against Israel, although of course recently the reputation of the group has suffered considerably as a result of its engagement in the civil war in Syria on part of the Al-Assad regime, where it aided and abetted massive human rights violations.
You are listening to Professor Eckhard Wirtz, Director of the Institute of Middle East Studies at the German Institute of Global and Area Studies in Hamburg. Hezbollah is considered a proxy of Iran. Ever since the United States withdrew and reinstated economic sanctions against Tehran, Germany, along with France and the UK, has been trying to salvage the 2015 multilateral accord aimed at keeping the Islamic Republic from developing nuclear weapons. And they've been developing a barter system aimed at circumventing some of the U.S. sanctions. Wouldn't Berlin be concerned that this new stance on Hezbollah could anger Iran?
First of all, I think Iran right now has other fish to fry. There are US sanctions against the country. The oil price has plummeted. And of course, outlawing Hezbollah, which is an Iranian client, is something else than the bilateral sovereign relationships between Germany and Iran. And I think there is room to maneuver for Berlin to explain that its continuous support for the nuclear agreement and the JCPOA is something else than regional policies of Iran, and of course something completely different than some other actor in another country like Hezbollah.
Professor Eckhard Wirtz, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.